Follow Anchor. This is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now. Blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully finding enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hey, so I thought of three questions that maybe you could answer in a future Facts About Me episode. The three have I can't talk right now. The three have to do with your childhood. I don't know why I thought of that, but the first question is, what is your best childhood memory? The second is, what is your worst childhood memory? And the third one is, what did you want to do when you grew up? When you were a child, what did you want to do when you grew up? I don't know. I don't think you've answered any of these questions in the past. So if you answered them, it would be pretty cool. Thank you.
Hello, Anchor. This is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to my daily podcast. And welcome to episode 8 of 3 Facts About Me. Hello, everyone. Today, we're having a special kind of episode. I know I say this all the time. We always have special episodes, but isn't that good, guys? Isn't that good? I decided to dedicate this episode to Santiago because he took the time to do the questions, and like he very much said, it would be very cool to answer them on a 3 Facts About Me episode. So that's what I'm doing today because I thought it would just make sense, right? So I'm going to go through, I tried to incorporate them into actual facts, and I think from the fact you'll be able to understand what question am I answering, and I also respected the order of the question, so you'll be able to understand what I'm talking about. So let's hear out what the facts are. First fact of today is, I loved that Barbie house. Or maybe I love that Barbie house, not I loved, because it's not in the past. So when Santiago asked what is my favorite memory of my childhood, although I did get many of them in my head, and maybe at the end I might share a few others, the main one, which like every single Christmas, this memory comes to my head because it was just from a very, very cool Christmas, was Christmas Eve. So in Portugal, on Christmas Eve, we have a dinner with the family. We eat codfish generally. And after like midnight, so when we start the 25th, we open up the gifts, or we might open them up a little bit earlier. But usually, very, very traditional families, we would wait until midnight to open the gifts. But the thing is, this memory that I have was probably when I was 4 years old, 5. I don't think I was even in primary school yet. So I received a Barbie doll house. And I'm not the biggest Barbie fan. I'm really not. Like, my Barbies would play with Action Man all the time. And with Max Steel, I don't know if any of you remember Max Steel. So I didn't care about Ken like at all. And I cared about Barbie a little bit because you couldn't really get other like female dolls unless it was like Bratz or Cindy or... we're getting too much into this. But the thing is, the day I received that Barbie doll house, I remember feeling like... You know that feeling when you feel like the night is unique and that the night is infinite. I talk about this feeling with a lot of my friends. I think it's very similar to the feeling you get, you know, when you go out with your friends and you're dancing on the dance floor and you feel like the night is infinite. You're not thinking whether it's 1 a.m., 2, 3, 4 a.m. It's infinite, so you don't really care about the time. And when you're there, you're just there. You're in the moment and you're not thinking about your problems. You're not thinking about your ex-boyfriend. You're not thinking about your family. you're most definitely thinking about the night and the people that are there with you, and suddenly that's all there is in your life during those hours. So I had, I guess, in my childhood, the same feeling when I received that dollhouse, because I just remember thinking there were so many possibilities that I could do with that house, so many stories that I could create. And then there were also a lot of stickers, like actual stickers that came with the house that I would have to put in the house to make it more realistic. So imagine there would be a bed made out of like plastic, but then you would have to put the stickers in the bed from the actual, like, you know, the pillows and like the little signs that would make you look like a bed. Now, this might sound insane because like actual houses today, I guess they would probably have like an actual like bed sheet and everything. I don't know. But at the time, I thought it was awesome. So it took me like time. And I guess the best part was that I wasn't doing it alone. I was doing it with my cousin. Hello, Paulo, Carlos. I wasn't doing it alone. I was doing it with my cousin, and he was helping me out with building the house, and I guess my mom probably. And then I very much remember going back home, because this happened in my aunt's house. I would go back home, and then I would reunite with my father, because my father, I think during that night, because he works in shifts, he wasn't able to be on Christmas with us, so he was already like at home sleeping or had just arrived home, I'm not sure. And I showed him the Barbie dollhouse, and I was just so proud, and I was like, look at what I showed you, look at this is so cool. And yeah, I guess this is one of the memories that I still remember today with a smile on my face. And I remember that every single Christmas, wishing that I would feel that kind of happiness ever again. The second fact is I wore shoes 7 sizes higher than my actual size. This is the answer to the second question that Santiago asked about, what is my worst memory? So this happened when I was maybe in 5th or 6th grade. I remember I was playing outside in school, but outside of the classroom. I was playing with all the other kids, or should I say all the other boys, because I was a tomboy. And I know tomboy is so 2017, we don't use tomboy as vocabulary anymore. And if you think about it, it's really, really stupid now. Knowing what I know now, the concept of tomboy is so stupid. But for those of you who are used to it, yes, I was a tomboy. And I was playing with all the other boys. I was the only girl, and I was playing soccer or football. And I don't know if it was raining at that specific moment, but it probably rained before. So there were a lot of muddy spaces, so a lot of mud on the floor. And if people remember me from high school or even before, me playing soccer, me playing football, which I'm very, very passionate about, you'd remember me to be someone very competitive while playing. So what happened was I somehow fell on the floor. And you can imagine my clothes were all dirty. Everything was ruined and all wet, and like teachers would never leave me to be like this, and I don't think I wanted to be like that as well, the way I was looking at that moment, because, you know, mud tends to look like something else that is also brown. And what happened was, then I guess I talked to the teacher, or I don't think I talked to the teacher, I think I talked to one of the women that help you. I don't know how to say this in English, but women or men, that in fact, that help with the facilities of the school. So I talked to one of those ladies, and then She gave me a bunch of clothes that I could exchange to. But they weren't really kids' clothes. They were like maybe a sweatshirt that was probably like an L, which an L is not really suitable for a kid that is like 12 years old. And I probably wore like shoes that were, like I said, maybe 7 sizes higher than my actual shoes. I'm not sure if that's the exact number, but probably around that, because at that time I'm guessing I was wearing like 33. This is European numbers, Portuguese numbers for feet sizes. Maybe a 33, and that was like a 40, I remember. It was like super, super huge. Even like if I tied the shoes to maximum, if I ran, they would like fall out of my feet instantly. So, and I had also like this really baggy sweatshirt with like a jumpsuit, and the bottom part was also super, super huge. So I looked like either a clown or ora espantalho, which in English, I guess it's a straw man. I never heard of that. And we're still hearing noises in the background. You know, my house does tend to be very, very quiet, but sometimes it isn't. Yeah, I was wearing that, and then I went to the classroom to join the kids because it was already like during the time that I was exchanging clothes, it was already too late. So I went back to join the other kids in the class, and obviously like everyone was waiting for me because I was not there. And you know, in these types of classes, everyone knows if a kid is missing. So when I finally arrived, I arrived with this big clothing and I look like a homeless person. So everyone started making fun of me, and I remember feeling super embarrassed. I guess I wasn't as confident as I am now, although I was always a very confident kid. But you can imagine what this does to a child and what it does to that child as well. Then I was going through the rest of the class. I don't think I paid attention to the rest of the class because I was so nervous from everyone looking at me. And then when the bell finally rang, so everyone could leave and go home, I remember I waited maybe like half an hour or even 1 hour till everyone left, or most of my classmates, so I could finally go home and not see the look on people's faces of me going. I wanted to be a journalist or a physical education PE teacher. This is the answer to the third question of Santiago. So I guess I started off as someone who wanted to go to work for the army. Like very, very briefly, I did dress up for Halloween or Carnival as someone from the army, but that transitioned into a physical education teacher, which makes a lot more sense to me now. So why did I want to be a physical education teacher? That was because I was very, very into sports, like as you were able to tell from what I told you about soccer. I really, really liked soccer, football. I played in an indoors football team for 2 years in my hometown. And I was also playing basketball. I also played basketball for the school's team for a year. And I just really loved everything that had like sports with balls. I would be super into it. And I also enjoyed for a time. I think I've told this in this station. Like, I enjoyed training other girls how to be sporty and how to face up, you know, the bullies and guys who would make fun of them because they were just girls, to stand up for themselves and to be strong and athletic and adventurous as well. So I was very into coaching people as well. And I guess that this is something that has stayed with me. I still very much like to teach people and coach people on how to do things and give advice. I have fun with people progressing in their life and in their career. So that is one of the things that stayed with me through this time. So very into being a physical education teacher. Then I started realizing that maybe I didn't have the physical skills enough to become a physical education teacher. And I guess it was also a mix with my mom being a teacher and knowing how bad it was to be a teacher, at least in Portugal, the conditions that they have. So I wasn't that interested in being a physical education teacher anymore. And then I guess when I started to have like 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, I really, really enjoyed Portuguese or Portuguese language. That would be equivalent to the people who are from USA learning English, for example. So like not just the language itself, but like the history part of it and actual like plays that Portuguese people would have written or novels or something like that. And I was very, very much into it, like literary art. And I would write my own things. So I've also told you before that I had my own blog about video games in the past, and I would write articles, reviews, and sum up news. And I also very enjoyed writing, like creative writing that I would have to do for Portuguese, for example. And people, like teachers, would say that I was good. And my mom said that I was good. And my mom is a very, very harsh critic. So she wouldn't say that unless she thought so. And I enjoyed doing it. I very much enjoyed writing. So people were kind of telling me that, oh, you should be a journalist. You'd like to be a journalist. And I kind of got myself into thinking that I wanted to be a journalist. Now anymore, I'm not sure if I actually wanted that or if I just wanted to be a writer. I don't know. I feel like when you're younger, people don't really distinguish that or are not really sure what an actual journalist does. So I wanted to be a journalist. And then as time passed by, I still very much enjoy writing. You know, I was writing for my Medium blog, my Medium articles. Now that I've transitioned to the podcast, I haven't been writing nearly as much, but still very much love writing. I love expressing my feelings to people through writing, to the people that I care about. And I love documenting stuff through writing to make sure I don't forget those memories. Yeah, and that's what I wanted to do. When I grow up, I want to be famous. I want to be a star. I want to be in the movies. Okay guys, these were the three facts for today, and thank you so much for listening. Always keep sharing what your questions are. Share if you can relate to the facts as well, just like what Santiago did. I always love knowing I'm not the only one. And yeah, I'll see you very, very soon. Bye-bye.